Hey, Shire, Johnny. Oh, it's just after midnight, and, well, my plans gone. I went to poop. Literally poop. I went down to Chippewa Pizza at 5 and had some pasta and sauce and meatballs and had a couple beers, two actually, and that's all I had. And came back for a little lay down at 7 o'clock and woke up about, it's about 10:30, 11 o'clock, and stomach was not well, so I looked around, and I thought, I can't make it, so I stayed in my room, so that's where I was. Ended up doing a little video that I posted on my John C. Piercy Twitter. Made a little quick little movie, happened to see all the fireworks on TV, and remembered I could probably see the skyline on out my window, so I'm just kind of out of it here, I think, a bit tonight, but yeah, a little bit sad, a little blue, you know. It's just that time of year and time of season for me, and I'm sorry to hear about Jane, too. It's, yeah, not good to be not where you want to be. So, anyways, Happy New Year's to you, and all the best. And, yeah, the skyline, the casino stuff, that's interesting because, you know, the first casino was really only meant to be a temporary one. And it actually is still there. There was some little malls around the casino, but it's just the tourism has taken a dumper after after all the 9/11 stuff, you know, tourism's been really off, and even more so now. They're just clamping so hard on the border. So the new casino's got a lovely indoor mall, but they've been laying off recently in the last little while. I know a guy that used to work at Chippewa that got laid off quite suddenly, and now he's back. But yeah, the tourism dollars aren't certainly here. And having Seneca across the Niagara Falls American side has kind of hurt the casinos, I think, too, because they seem to bring in a little bit better bands. There's not as much there in terms of malls and things, but Seneca is a little bit cheaper to stay at, and again, have a little looser casinos. So. Anyways, yeah, that's about it. It's a little after midnight, and I've been inside all night. I watched some of the show on TV. It was good. One of my buddies, Pete, that helps me out at the firefighters show, he's a photographer, great guy. His birthday today, but he was down the show, and he says Styx was really rocking. So saw some of it. They kept pushing commercials through it, but anyways, it was good to see it on TV. And there's no way I could have walked down there, stood outside all night, and I think I would have gotten pneumonia again. So just nice to have my regular, almost my regular voice back. But anyways, I'm rambling here, and just wish you all the best in 2010. Say hello to Jane and Jim and all my peeps down there in Charleston and Daniel Lyon and everywhere. We'll talk to you very soon, Char. Take care. Bye-bye.